When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will you let me say,
come on, TK.
Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
Oh yeah.
Trying to get Tom Kelly to sing with us.
Yeah, he wouldn't do it.
I even potted his mic up to see if he'd sing.
He didn't do it.
No, come on. It's still potted up, TK. Can you address the situation here? Why won't you sing with us?
Yeah.
I don't know the words to Creed.
Stop, look it up.
You're such a liar.
Look at Google it. If you want to do it, you could be celebrity singer. We want guest singers. So learn the song, buddy. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The Twitter question is brought to you by Benari. No. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, the official sponsor of the Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. Start your holiday shopping at marks-jewelers.com. The question, should the Eagles cut Kenny Pickett and sign Daniel Jones?
What?
62% say no. 38% say yes. We ready to do some picks?
Yeah, everyone went 3-1 last week.
Yeah, how about that?
Look at this show.
Look at this.
Now, and Spike would have gone 3-0. If you didn't have you have to do the bit of the Eagles.
Yeah, a good week. I haven't had a losing week, I think, in a month.
Yeah, you picked it up.
Yeah, picked it up a little bit.
Don't jinx yourself.
No, don't worry. It'll all fall apart, I'm sure. So, all right. I don't love the slate this week, I just want to say. A lot of big lines, not a lot of great vibes. One of my picks is now gone. But I'm going to start with Chiefs. -11 over the Panthers. Look, the Chiefs have been on the verge of a wake-up call all season long, and they finally got one last week. And I think if they are going to have a revenge on the league game, it is this game. Panthers, dead man walking. So I know that's a hefty line.
It's a hefty line.
But I'm going to go with the Chiefs -11 over the Panthers.
Okay.
I'm going to ride the Dolphins a little bit. You got Tua back. They've been good for a couple straight weeks now. They covered the 7 last week. I know Costos didn't buy covering the 7 over the Raiders, but I do. So I'm going to take the Dolphins minus a touchdown over the Patriots.
Back-to-back weeks.
Yep. Let me get, because I had the Niners +3, but I'm ditching that because no Brock Purdy. I have a backup game. I just want to get the most up-to-date line. Jack, do you have the app open by
any chance? I do.
The Broncos. I think they were -6.
Yes, still 6.
Okay. So the Raiders stink, and my guy, this is a gut, love my guy, Bo Nix, offensive rookie of the year, Bo Nix. So I'm going to take the Broncos on the road at the Raiders, giving up a touchdown, giving up 6, rather. And
plus a touchdown.
Yeah. And, yeah. Well, I don't know if people think that 7 if I say it in betting.
Right.
So, -6. And with the Eagles, the undefeated thing keeps going. I will take the Rams 34-21 over the Philadelphia Eagles, again predicting an Eagles double-digit loss.
I like it.
All right.
You, me, what we got?
I'll let you close it out.
All right.
I'm going to take the Ravens -3 versus the Chargers on Monday night. Chargers playing good football. I think the line should really be like 1.5. I think this will be enough for people to bet the Chargers. I'm going to take the Ravens and fade the public on that one. I'm taking the Giants plus 5.5 versus the Bucks. The Bucks, you know, are whatever. Tommy Cutlets, does he get him a little bit of a spark? I don't know, but no. I'll take a shot. I'll take a shot on Tommy Cutlets, giving them the spark, and take the Giants plus 5.5. And I'm going to go against Costos. I'm taking the Lions minus 7.5 against the Colts. It was a good flash in the pan game for Anthony Richardson last week. I don't know if he can do that in back-to-back weeks against an actually good team in the Lions. And then I'm taking the Eagles 30-17 over the Rams.
Wow.
30-17. Big cover. Wow. All righty. I'll see your Chargers-Ravens pick and take the Chargers plus the points at home. You kidding me? Yeah, have you watched Justin Herbert play? Come on, man.
You caught me.
Yeah, exactly. Give me the Chargers at home and the Harbaugh Bowl.
Wow, Harbaugh.
Yeah, yes, the Harbaugh. Yes.
Thank you.
Give me the Chargers at home plus the points. Then I'm going to take the Seahawks at home. Yeah, the Seahawks are getting points at home versus the Arizona Cardinals. Mm. Cardinals, I like the Cardinals.
Yeah.
Good team.
Yeah.
But this is a divisional road game. Seahawks are actually still in the hunt to win that division. So this is a big game for Seattle at home. I don't even know if they get DK back this week or not. I'm not even sure.
Do they?
I'm not sure.
Let me look.
But they're getting points at home, so I'll take the 1 point at home, and I'll actually bet it.
How many turnovers going to be in that game? 6 turnovers in that game, do we think?
And then...
Yeah, DK Metcalf's back.
Okay, awesome. Feel even better about the Seahawks. Then I'm going to Lambeau Field. And Brock Purdy being out, that certainly changed the line on this game. It didn't change my thoughts of who was going to win.
What's the line now?
5.
Okay.
Yeah, it's 5 now.
Was 3.
It was 3.
Yep.
And I'll take the Packers minus 5 at home versus a Brock Purdy-less and Nick Bosa. No Nick Bosa tonight. I mean, in that game either. And then I'm taking the Eagles to win their 7th straight game, man. 23-21. This will be a tight one.
It will be
a tight game out there. Hmm. You know, I expect the Rams to put up a good fight. I think in the end, you know who wins the game for us?
Jake Elliott.
Damn right Jake Elliott does. Game-winning field goal as Jalen marches us down the field when we're down 21-20 for the game-winning field goal, Jake Elliott at the buzzer. Well, it may not be at the buzzer, but still.
Right.
Still game-winning field goal.
All right.
Don't cover, though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
It's interesting how you manage to figure that out all the time.
What was the line on that game?
It's 2.5.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that half point, man.
Yeah.
They might need that.
Yeah.
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
Speak of the devil. Okay, Andrew and Jamison. Okay, what up?
What it do, fellas?
What it do?
What it do? Okay.
Still coming in. Spreading the positivity. I couldn't get in yesterday, but I'm have one couple points. The event on Wednesday was awesome. Shout out to the Travis Mannion Foundation. I did their events in high school and stuff. It was a great afternoon, I thought. And my bird's point is, you know who's going to have a big weekend for us?
No.
Jahan Dotson.
Yeah.
There's a reason he was a first-round pick. Mm. I mean, he beat us when he was on Washington, game-winning touchdown, and I just think he needs more opportunities. With Smitty out, he better get some more targets. The scripted plays in the first quarter should be getting him more opportunities. Saquon's going to do his thing, but I think him, and I agree, I forget who said it, but Calcaterra is going to have a big game as well.
Yep.
And Spike,
yes,
you're wrong for the Eagles being not elite. They're elite. We're a top 3-4 defense in the league. I mean, you saw what we did versus Jamar Joe. I mean, Malik Nabers, no, you have a quarterback, but he got locked up. Our team's elite. Put me on the bus to New Orleans. I mean, I know Ike's going to be on there. I know Spike will be on there eventually. Mm. I know Jack is going to be waving bye to us, hoping we lose. So, you know.
That's a good line there.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, the only thing I don't think the thing that I think we need to be elite that isn't elite is the passing game. I think that's what keeps us out of it.
I agree with you. I think the passing game needs to be more dynamic.
Yeah.
A lot more play action passes, a lot more checkdowns.
Mm.
Hit the open man.
Yes, sir.
That's how the Bucks beat us. So All right, fellas.
All right, buddy.
I'll catch you guys Monday.
All right.
All right, okay.
All right, okay.
Be good, brother.
How we do there, Jack?
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it was okay.
No. That's the point.
He hears the critique, so he's trying to adjust.
I thought that was his best call.
Yes.
I thought it was his best call.
Jack,
big game
so
from
harsh.
Jahan Dotson. I think that's his best call.
Yeah, but
call.
He's a Penn State guy. It's always a Penn State guy.
Wow.
Okay. Well, listen, we're starting to load up on
Penn
we
State.
We really
guys.
Are.
Yeah. When are we getting, what's his name, Matt McGloin?
No.
McGroin?
Yeah.
Well, Micah's next.
Yeah, we're getting Micah, yeah.
So, two quick NBA things.
What do you got?
First, or three quick. One, Ben Simmons back tonight as the Nets play the Sixers.
Love that drop.
Here's a quote from Ben Simmons about getting booed. I also love that too, getting booed. I love being at arenas where it's loud and people are booing and all that stuff. So it comes with the game. It's part of it. And I love it.
Man, he's gonna be so fired up to score 6 points.
Yeah.
Six.
Five.
11 games, I think he has shot two free throws.
Yeah.
Two or four.
Yeah, he's not looking to go to the free throw line.
No.
He doesn't thrive off the crowd?
No, I don't think so.
Five assists?
Standing at that line by himself? He doesn't want to do that.
This is per Jake Fisher of the Mark Stein Substack. Quote, look for Embiid to do some sort of celebration taunt versus Brooklyn that references all of the drama that's been occurring recently. I was told this is going to happen. Unfortunately, Joel Embiid is questionable tonight. He's going to go through warm-ups and see if he's going to play. So if he doesn't play, no celebration. What would that celebration be?
Is that what we're doing? We're planning celebrations to taunt the fans?
Team that has not won a game in regulation this year.
Yeah, like, is that what we're doing? We got two wins on the season. We're taunting
the people
who actually show up.
Last minute advice for Joel, bad idea.
Yeah, I would say that's a bad idea, big fella.
This would be the checklist for Joel. Play.
Mm-hmm.
That's one. Score 30 points.
He'll do that.
Win.
Get us a W, please.
The greatest celebration in history.
Yeah.
If they win two games in a row, I'm going to hang a banner. Jesus, man.
I mean, last time, the closest he came was obviously the shush, right? After Horford told him to do it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he said, actually said, shut the bleep up.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
And, you know, he has the DX crotch chop.
That's celebratory.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, I don't like that either way.
Yeah. I know.
And then the final NBA thing is the Celtics were at the White House. And Joe Biden, our President Joe Biden, was giving a little speech, and here is what he said.
2024 NBA champions, the Bulls. You're Celtics, right?
Ah! Oh, God. Ooh, boy.
Did
they do roll him in there right before the Celtics showed up? Did they not brief him on this?
God bless him. No disrespect. That guy can press a button to end the world. Didn't know it was the Celtics standing behind him.
Yeah.
You're Celtics, right?
Unbelievable. What a world. Ike, why don't you tell everybody about Elite Acura, and we'll finish up the show.
I did not even realize that.
Well,
all right.
That's what I'm here for.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it, brother.
Well, Jack is here, and then I'm here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, did you know there's never been a better time to save on a brand new Acura than right this second at Elite Acura during their Acura Season of Performance event. Now, they're rolling into Black Friday with unbelievable savings on their selection of over 175 new Acuras. Right now, you can lease a new 2024 Acura ZDX with the A-Spec package for $319 a month. But that's not all. They're taking it to the next level with a $4,000 Acura loyalty appreciation offer on top. Plus, you can lease a new 2024 Acura RDX with super handling all-wheel drive for $429 a month. Telling you, you don't want to miss these offers and more during the Acura Season of Performance event that's going on right now at Elite Acura. Make sure you visit them today on Route 73 North in Maple Shade. Don't forget to tell them Ike sent you, or shop their entire inventory online anytime at EliteAcura.com. And don't forget, no one can compete with Elite. Call them 567-908-0528 for offer details.
I love the call them.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Can you play the President Biden thing one more time? Do you have it up still, Jack?
Yes. Why can't I find it? Oh, that guy's had it 2 minutes off.
All right.
2024 NBA champions, the Bulls. You're Celtics, right?
OG Wade, you're on WIP. What's up, OG? We're all in so much trouble, man.
Oh, my God.
What's up?
Boy, y'all going to hell. Y'all are going to hell together.
Yes, sir.
I'm serious, man. Y'all can't do that to people, man. This man has issues, man.
We all do.
Let's get it back to sports.
Yeah, let's get it back to sports.
Yes, my bad. Pause. I don't even know what the hell I'm saying, Paul's
for. Yeah, I was trying to figure out what was sexual about that. I don't think anything, but.
Hey, listen, man. Hey, listen, these Eagles, man, I'm telling you. 38-17, this is probably going to be Jalen's best game of the year.
Mm.
I just want to educate some people. And I've given up on the spike thing, you know, trying to do that with him. But. I would say this here. When a team is balanced, you're not going to be elite at any one thing. So just so you'll know, you know what I'm saying?
They're elite at running the football, OG.
They're not balanced. They're not balanced.
Okay.
So they're 32nd in pass attempts, OG.
That's not balanced.
You know why that is, Jack?
Because the quarterback
is when you're 8-2.
No,
and you're winning games to the point that you don't even play your starters in the fourth quarter.
That's happened twice.
You don't think that's going to happen? You don't think that's
it's happened twice? What are you talking about? They haven't done that all year.
No, that happened twice. How many times did we kneel down the ball when
kneel down the ball? Touchdown? Would you stop it?
Two games doing that.
Stop
all
it.
All I'm trying to tell you guys is that affects your numbers.
Yeah.
Y'all numbers guys.
Yeah.
And that eye test, remember all the eye tests? So now the eye test is the fact that we're winners. Oh, that can't be right. I can't see that. But listen.
OG, you know they're number one in rush attempts and early downs as well. And early in the game.
It's first half
rushing attempts.
I educated you on this a couple of days ago. When you're doing that, because it's what you're reading in the box. When you see a light box, you run the ball. When you see a heavy box,
you think the Eagles are seeing a light box? You think that's what's happening? Okay.
90% of the teams in the NFL only have two linebackers on the field. That's a light box.
Okay.
So why doesn't every other team run it all the time then?
Yeah.
I hear you, OG. What'd you say?
I'm saying you don't talk to these guys.
Well, yeah, I talk to them.
You don't let them know what's happening. Or is this just a hoax? I mean, am I being... let me look at my. Am I got a camera in this damn thing? Somebody trying to punk me or something?
No. I mean, these guys have their own eyes. They don't need me to tell them what they're seeing.
What about Chase Daniel, Ryan Fitzpatrick, and Colt McCoy all questioning the quarterback? Does their opinion, are they valid or not?
I'm so glad you said that.
Yeah.
If you would repeat them names, they're all zeros.
Well, they played more NFL football than you.
Exactly. But what were they?
The all quarterbacks. They're literally quarterbacks, OG, in the National Football League.
Money. They might as well not have it played. You know what I'm saying? They played.
No. That's disrespectful. I won't let you disrespect people that played in the NFL. I have real respect.
Swimming upstream,
for
OG.
Yeah.
But you'll get on here and disrespect the Philadelphia Eagles quarterback.
Yes.
But you won't allow me to disrespect guys that was not successful in the NFL.
Well, they were successful. They got Chase Daniel made like $40 million in the NFL. I think he was plenty successful.
Playing quarterback.
Yes.
Yes.
The Philadelphia Eagles paid him $8 million to play quarterback for 1 year.
To be a backup.
Yes. So when did you play backup in the NFL?
I never did.
Okay.
I'm just successful in life.
Wow.
That's right. Every damn thing I do.
Debatable.
I'm successful at.
You're number two to Justin.
Sounds like a little trouble in paradise. A little ego. A little check your ego at the door.
Yeah.
People are saying that Justin carries the knowledge without college.
Yep.
First of all, you two frauds, okay? You should have bald heads right about now. But you don't even want to stand on your own word.
Well, because we said it off the air, and I think we mistakenly thought we said it on the air.
You said it on the air because I got people on Twitter telling me about it.
One person.
Why these punks ain't got bald heads?
I don't care. I'll do it. It's Jack, really.
Yeah, well, then do it then. Especially, Spike, get your punk ass back to Pennsylvania. You still in New York.
No, I live in New Jersey, just like Ike. I live in New Jersey.
Yeah, but his jersey is different than your jersey. You know that.
It's all the same jersey. We pay the same horrible taxes.
That's true.
Yeah.
Don't feed us that. You don't even drink the same water we drink. That's obvious because of your stuff you're saying.
Yep.
All right, get
what is going on right now?
Yeah, I've had enough of it.
Ruined your eye test. North Jersey water.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Tell him that Saquon shouldn't play as much. All the Philly stars should load manage. The Sixers worm.
Yo, how good is that?
That's perfect, man. That's awesome. Who thought of that?
That was Spike.
That was me.
Oh, man. Yeah. Well, you actually know you're not old enough to even know who the hell E.T. is.
Saw when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Might have to rewatch this weekend.
Honestly, the whole 40-second clip, just the E.T. saying Elliot 50 times is so good. It sounds like the worm. What's next?
Oh, look, honey. My hands fit perfectly in these hands. Elliot at the Hollywood Walk of Fame finding Gary Coleman's star.
That's a good one.
That is. Tiny little hands, tiny little feet.
Yeah.
I love Elliot. What's next?
Agreed, Spike. Kenny Gainwell's family.
I'm a big Gainwell guy.
Big Gainwell guy.
I think he's got a lot of juice when he's out there.
He's showing more juice.
He's got a little pop.
Meanwhile, I want to see Shipley more.
Yes, I think Gainwell's got more pop than Shipley.
I don't think so.
Really?
I don't think so.
Shipley might end up being a better player, but I think as far as like little pop goes,
Shipley coming out of high school was a 5-star running back.
Really?
Yeah.
I
think he might have been rated as 1 or 2 in the country.
I don't know. There's something about him. Can't quite nail what it is. Makes me think he's not quite
as good as it.
Yeah, as the other guy.
Come on, man. He's with the exciting whites, man. Come on, man. He's in the crew.
What's next? Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
As if Universal Studios Hollywood host. Okay, guys, if you look to your right, you'll see the downtown area that Doc Brown got the DeLorean ready for Marty McFly to go back to the future. Elliot.
I have a question.
Tim in Newark.
He wants to ask about the mom.
Yes.
And Marty.
Oh, yes. I forgot about that.
Nice.
Come on.
An all-time afternoon show moment. We have to bring it back more.
What I was going to say before that last clip, the original Exciting White is back this week.
C-Mac?
No. Brandon Covey.
Oh, right.
They're not putting him back there, though. We got DeGene.
Yeah, but we don't need DeGene getting hurt.
Yeah, but
Now, Covey's good as a returner.
White on white crime! That's what I'm talking about. Fight it out.
Well, with Huff going on IR, that's how you bring Covey back, right?
Yeah.
Bryce Huff's on IR now. So what's
that?
Man, next?
It's tough to see the Eagles winning without Bryce Huff.
Yeah.
I've been doing it all year.
Yeah. Who's going to take up those six snaps? I wonder. You know, BG is standing there going,
Oh, yeah.
Next year's contract. What's next?
I would never call Spike a liar, but I don't hang up on people is the new Wilt's 100-point game. Yeah. Alex in Lancaster.
I immediately hung up on Pat in Denver.
Yep, and called him a moron.
Yep. He is kind of a moron. I like him.
I love Pat.
Oh, I love him.
He keeps coming back. He's like Andrew and Jamison.
A little more Yeah. Cohesive.
Yeah, a little more. He's got his bit honed. Yeah, Andrew's still working on it.
Yeah. Andrew's again a work in progress.
Yes. Look, I like that he is so committed. That's what I like. What's next?
Coming up after the break, we're going to hear comments from Bubby Brister about Jalen Hurts on his podcast. Spike scouring the internet for any former quarterback.
Here we go. Me getting hit with this. Can we all be clear as to who found that clip? It was Jack.
Jack found it.
It was. Yeah.
Yes. It's not me.
I found Eagles fans are like, oh, this guy sucked. What does his opinion mean?
Yeah, you should have known that.
He's a backup quarterback. He played in the league for like 12 years.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't that long, but.
I think it was 09 to 22.
Who am I thinking of when I'm thinking of Colt McCoy?
Are you thinking of one of the Detmers?
No. I'm thinking one of the.
You're not thinking of Chase Daniel, are you?
Nah. I didn't know Colt McCoy has been in the league that long.
I think it's like 09 to 22.
Okay.
Yeah. What's next?
Wow. My delegation is not here at all. Ike at the Linkin Park concert.
Yeah. Maybe a few at Linkin Park.
Oh, sure, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
Linkin Park's a good band.
They are a good band. No Fritz at 6 tonight, right? Because it's Friday. Mr.
Yeah,
Committed over there.
He doesn't work on Fridays.
Can we find out from TK what he's got rolling? What do you got rolling tonight, TK?
Well, Spike, I'm sorry. I think it's the end of the Joel Embiid era.
Yeah, there we go.
It's always positive.
That's going to be part of it. Eagles, Rams, and I have a side topic based off 5:30 Creed.
Oh, I
don't like where this is going.
You tread lightly over there,
yeah,
TK.
Yeah, because you don't want to start wars. And also, I just want to get this out there. I did see TK make a face during the Rios speech. I don't know.
You got excited?
No.
Sure, it wasn't during OK Andrew's call?
Well,
I know you don't like
sense.
OK Andrew. Yeah. He doesn't like you either, by the way.
That's fine. He was better than normal today, I thought.
Yeah,
he was actually OK today.
Yeah, he was OK. He got up to OK today.
This really awful.
Oh, no. I don't know. Yes, I do. All right. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Go, Birds!
Whenever you're ready, you do it.
All right, here we go. E-A-L-E!
Well, they jumped the gun. Trent, take it away.
G-O-E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
There you go.
Fly, Eagles, fly. On the touchdown, 1-2.
1-2-3.
Let's go, Birds. E-L-G-S, E-S, Eagles!
They would if you true. Guys join me.
I'll join you. Fine. In honor of the 8-2
okay.
Eagles.
All right.
8-2 Eagles. All here right. we go.
Ready?
E
A
G
L
E
S
Eagles. 8-2
Eagles.
Super Bowl bound. Well, maybe we'll see.
Fly Eagles, fly.
Wow, we got the morning show one in there. And by the way, I know he's not part of the show anymore, but Chuck's six E's in Eagles will never get old.
It'll never die.
Yeah, it'll never
die.
Yeah. All right, we'll talk to you on Monday. We talked about one of the other hosts on here refusing to fix something in his car. If you need a new car, Colonial Hyundai of Downingtown is going to solve any problem you have because John Ashdale, the car czar, love the guy, has a seat for everyone at their table this November because Colonial is making sure everyone eats. If you have credit issues, you can, they'll hook you up at Colonial. If you owe too much, you think on your current vehicle, no problem. They've got over 200 2024 brand new Hyundais on the lot. Santa Fe's, Elantras. The Ioniq 5, the Ioniq 6, which you can buy for 0% financing for 60 months. And that trade-in that you're worried about, like, kind of sucks. You're not going to get a lot. Well, Colonial, they give more than anybody else. $6,500 guaranteed no matter what condition it's in. And your brand-new Hyundai comes with Hyundai Assurance and America's Best Warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain. Best meal of the year. Colonial Hyundai, online 24/7, colonialhyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details.